Story of the day, the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Morning. Imagine the following scenario. There's so many numerous, worthwhile, wonderful stockers that are competing for finite funds. So what very often they do today is they have these sweepstakes, these lotteries. You know, you get a fantastic cash prize or a brand new free car with a microwave in the dashboard, a clayton what, trip to a round trip, all expense paid, holiday to Eretz Yisrael. I saw recently advertised an apartment, a dinner in Yerushalayim, Costa Mayontik. But they tell a story, I was one of the Magidim in Eretz Yisrael, that there was one organization that wanted to be a bit distinctive, unique, a special grand first prize. So they had protexia with the corridors of power. So they got the President of the United States, Bill Clinton, to agree that he will the first prize is he'll come to your house for 15 minutes. Mamishda, the leader of the free world, the most powerful person on planet Earth, and he will come. Could he figure if he'll give 15 minutes, and he could, with that they told him they could raise millions, Mamish, millions and millions. Okay, it's a humanitarian, medical, whatever. He agreed to be mishtatef in the new general metropolitan New York area. He's there anyway, all the time. Akitzer Meisiv Ahi Ayoyim, and there's the grand draw. Who wins? A younger man from Lakewood Coil. Akitzer Meisiv, everyone is calling up, wishing a mazel tov, the younger man, it's our COVID, right? And the younger man is like Finster in the Uyghur, what's he going to do with the Sheikh? It's like, oh, you bring him Chaim Kanievsky, I can push his side, Allah's side, Sherekai. What's he going to do with Bill Clinton? What's that to do with that? So he calls up the organization for 2 weeks. They had their people. There was a guy, a Jewish guy, who went with him to Yale Law School. He knew him, Yomim Mikedin. And he says he remembers there was one tune of classical music, Achmed Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto No. 45 in Z minor. And Clinton used to love it. He hadn't heard it in 30 years. So they get a world-class violinist, Mamir Agvaldiger Maestro, and he comes to Lakewood with three other Shmerlach violinists, Umezitstar, and after 15 minutes, Bill Clinton will be there. 10 minutes were taken up as the violinist serenade to Clinton with this Gewaldiger, earth-shattering, evocative music. And they could see the tears rolling. Bill Clinton is really moved. And afterwards, he turns to the younger man. He says, listen, I travel the world. I go here, I go there. They make these lavish banquets. It's not pick, right? You look for something unique, something special, something that will take a speak to me. I say, I got another Chinese meal, another whatever. I got to spend time jogging to work off the extra calories. This was something that meant so special to me. Obviously, you did your research. Asher, Alkin, I'm going to reward you. He takes out from his pocket a little card. That this is my private personal telephone number. And if ever you need anything, give me a call and your wish is my command. Alkan Amais. And the Magid Mertzrol brought it as a Amais Zoya. Ikin Dezogin, it never happened. I would have heard about it, right? Ober, it's a Moshel Nifla for the whole month of Tishri. You have El, and Yemei Aslichas, and Rosh Hashanah, and all the Trerim, and all the Maisim Tovim, and all the Kabbal, all the good Tzach. And you come to the end of Makkah Bepatish. And the Eibishter says, Kosh Alay Pridascha. So what does he do? He gives you his, at the end, you find a Nigin, something that speaks, that opens up the heavens. What's the most choshev thing, what's the most cherished thing in Shemayim? Directly. So when Yidin sing and their slavas and their ishtikikus and their learning love of Teirah Akdoisha comes to Foran Simchas Teirah, the Eibishter rewards us, here's my calling card. With the kosh like Bidaslim. Because the pasuk says, we say it 3 times a day, Korev Hashem Lechol Keirov. Anything you want. When? Lechol Asher Yigru'u, Be'emes, Emes refers to Teirah, Emes Kenei Al Timkur, the pasuk says in Mishlim. And therefore, the Iker, I'm just repeating something I said on my shul on Simchas Torah. The Iker avoida of Shemini Atzeres Simchas Torah is the Kabbalah al Habo, right? Who, I've said many times, Reb Tzaddik says, who is the Ushpiz? Rina Shana Rabba ends off the 7 Ushpiz in Davna Melech. Who's the Ushpiz of Shemini Atzeres? Says Reb Tzaddik, and so too with Mok Tzaddikim. The Ushpiz of Shemini Atzeres is Shleim. The most successful person in human history. Everything, normally, Shlema had everything. The Pasuk says, Malachim Aleph, in Kapitel Gimel, that Shlema has a dream, and the Abishter comes to him and asks him, Sha'alma Etilach, what do you want? Do you want Arichas Yom? Do you want Eishav HaKovid? He says, I want V'nasatalav De'avdechal Leiv Shemeya, someone has a heart that can understand. So in the Abishter says, Azoy, you'll get that, plus Arichas Yom and the Eishav HaKovid, all under good zach. So what does Shlema HaMelech do? So Vayikat Shlema Vinei Cholom, Vayovei Yerushalayim, Vayamay Lifni Aroin Bris Hashem, right? And he brings up Eilois and Zvachim and a ganze Mishnah, a ganze Simcha for Klal Yisrael. From here, the Gemara Chazal tell us, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Mikan Sha'ois and Simcha B'Gemara Shalte. Agavaldik Asim, tells it to Klal Tzkasha, he didn't get anything yet. They even gave him a proper Achseitzach. Is the Charaya what? That a Kabbalah for something, you're Mekazel Moses for him, say. A Kabbalah to do something when it's done with integrity, with emes, in the Abishter's eyes, it's already considered to be done. Vorai, everyone knows, every Siyum, someone gets up and says, everyone knows the Vort of the Vilna Gaon, that Siyum, you know, you have 9 days, you're out to eat meat, you make a Siyum. Not only the guy who was Messiah, but Siyum, Samach, Yud, Vav, Mem, the Milu is Kiposhut. Samach is Samach Mem Chof. Samach is 60, Mem Chof is 60. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. Yud is 10, Vav Dalet, etc., etc. Vav Mem Mem, right? So even the guy, the Nister, the guy who wasn't there at the Shir, wasn't there learning, he's also shoved it to the Nigel, to the guy. So as some Darshan, I can't remember who it was. Does that mean, Hesus? One guy sat till 3 o'clock in the morning, horroring on a mesechtu rishaynam and achreinim, putting his feet in cold water. The other guy came to the seam to fresh a shtickle, potato, kugel, and chicken. Right? So shove it, shove. Well, the nigla, the pshat is, why does the Gemara says, "I'm going to buy it hastily"? The chazina tzuvim merabonim zeshalim besichti avidu yamitayv lerabonim, because you're oider the kinas sofrim in the other fellow that he will want to emulate the fellow who was takim misayim, and he's going to make a kabbalah. I'm also going to be a shmer. I'm not going to sit behind. I'm also going to horov in learning, and therefore by the Abishter, the person who's mekabel is by where do you see this? So he brings like this new sefer that came out darshonim and so. First time I saw at least. Four rayas there too. One is the Gemara about Metziyat Apidal. You all know that Rish Lakish was swimming and Rabbi Yochanan saw him and he says, Chelach Lairaisa, right? And he got him and he decides to makabel on himself to stop his life as a bandit, right? And to become a. And he wants to swim back and meet the Mosa Gate. Why? Because Tairus Matesh is Kaishalal. He hasn't opened up a Gemara, he hasn't learned the word. Is a Haraya, says Rashi, you makabel on yourself, old Taira, then already the Tchunis HaNefesh of Taira already applied. There's a Gemara in Tainis Tafches. In the days of Rab Zeira, the Goyim were Goyzer Shmat. And amongst the Gezeris they made is they knew the Yidin are going to mispal, the Kolkol Yankiv. So what they did was they were Goyzer, they were not allowed to make a Tainis. So Rav Zeira said, we'll daven it up. We can't be going to say, we'll makabel ourselves on ourselves now with tainus when the Gzeira will become bottle. What's that going to help? Is the Charaya a Kabbalah now is as if done. Or another Gemara, you mean. Gemara Brachas Taf Hey. You all know the famous Gemara, Rav Huna. He had 400 barrels of wine, which unfortunately turned into vinegar, into chumitz. So Rabbanan came to Menachemim and they said, you should be fashbish b'maisa. So he said, am I suspect of doing something wrong? To which the Chachamim answered, is the Eibishter choshed on causing you such a terrible, enormous loss without justification? So he looked into his deeds and he found he had an oris, a sharecropper, whom he didn't give the zmeiris, the branches that from the vines. Aye, as a ganav, a gazlin, he ripped them off, whatever. But he had no right to forcibly deny him that which legally was his. He was makabel on himself. Okay, I'll give him the chavili eitzim, whatever it is, yeah? Mitamal, two gears is what happened. Either miraculously, the vinegar turned into, the chomer turned back into chambra, or the price of vinegar became equal to the price of wine. He hadn't given back a penny yet. But once he was mekabel, bingo, it's done. Consider it done. Or another ayah he brings. Just give me one more ayah. Gemara Ksuvis Tafsama Gimel says, tells the story of how Rabbi Akiva married Rachel, the daughter of Kol Basavua. And his father was so angry, you're marrying her. Akiva wasn't the greatest yachas. He came, his father Yosef was a ger, etc., etc. And therefore, his am oris the raisin can aleph tzuris aleph. So his father decided to make a neder that his daughter and son-in-law will not have any benefit from the dechosim. 24 years later, he had charotu. So a great tzaddik gon, Rashi Baha comes to town. He hears he's gonna be matir neder. He comes to him. And he told him his predicament. He didn't know who he was. So he said, did you make your neder a daita that gavel gavel rabba? Nah. It's matter of the neder. Frektoisfis aida din is ein pusen benoilut. When you start to find the Pesach for the matter of the neder, you don't start off with something which is not a tangible, concrete reality at the time when he made the neder. Right? Is the charaya that when someone goes to yeshiva, starting learning, but he's going with that sense of a Kabbalah b'lev sholem, it's already by the Abish, it's already considered to be the Gavir Rabba. The Fiza, the Ramah and Tofre Samachteh says, is a mimic, Ali Doloshim, Ubalaila, Koyrin Sefer Torah, Hanidorim Shebet Torah, the Cholmokim Lefimin Hogi. There's a minig Yisrael, many, many shuls, kilos, kadoshes, Yisrael, ad hayoim, the night of Simchas Torah, after the hakafis, they read the Torah. Most shuls today read the Sabrocha. Those who read. But there was a minig, this is the minig brought in Ramoh, that they would read Parshas Nedorim. What is Parshas Nedorim? So Rav Shabur brings in Bichuri Yankiv from the Aruch HaNer, all the parshis in the middle, so it was Mashmur and Avram, all the parshis in the middle of the year that the minig was used to raffle off, sell it. Avitin l'cho, birtkanim, yisim chulikim, kefayim and menashe, all these kind of parshis that are parshis of brochas, used to raffle off normally. People used to make a neder to pay. So these used to read the night of Simchas Torah. Lafuke, it doesn't mean Parshas Nedorim and Parshas Matis, which is the Parshas Nedorim. Vos Tutman, if you look in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he brings the minig of Yisrael was to read Parshas Matis. Tir Shvitzer, the Ponskarov, Tutachnim. So I saw it. What's Pshat? Rav Shor brings a myriad of vort. I've said it many, many times. I tell this every year to my shul. Look. A person is sitting there, Simchas Torah, dancing with grievous lavos, with chavivos, the chshivos, the hamahafti seirosach. Sort of like a goyish lady once died. She's an old maid. She never got married. So in her tzavah, she wrote that when I die, I don't want the pallbearers at my funeral to be any men. They didn't take me out when I was alive, they're not going to take me out when I'm dead. Right? So as someone once put it, shtel zich de shayla, what would be if Torah could talk? And you're sitting there, b'ruy v'slavos mahafti sarazach. If the Torah could talk to you, the Torah would say, "Dish, chigrita." You're sitting there. Where were you a whole year? Simchas Torah mitzvah mol. It's chias amazing. You're here. Do I want to be kissed by you? Do I want to dance with you? Kendir, do kentzmir. Like the chassid, the guy, the chassid Torah, the chassid shachos and came and was the kal. You know, mapidom. What are you going to do anything with Torah? Right? Therefore, the Chiddush Arim famously said, it wasn't Kubel and Pshischa in various places, Kotzker, the Kabbalah, the dance, the Simcha of Simchas Torah is not Al Shema over, it's Al Shema Osit. And therefore, it's important that Israel, Nogil v'nismach b'zoysa Torah seifitevis tchilo. Not because of the past, the over, Nogil v'nismach b'zoysa Torah seifitevis tchilo, yeah? When Be'emes, he writes, that's Pshat, the whole Tishrei is Soyiv on this Nekud. When it comes to Kol Nidre, the minute you sold, you take the Sefer Torah from the Orna Kodesh. When you pass through the Kehil, everyone's been Nashik and the Chavev shows Chivah Torah. Why? Because a person through their Averis is Poigim in the Oysius of the Sefer Torah. And it causes the Oysius, which should be Oysius Mashiris and Meiris, become Keah, they become weakened. Right? So the avoid of Rosh Hashanah, all the avoid of the whole BMS of the whole month, the tikkunim, right, of the month is what? To masakin the Uzis and Sefer Torah, till after all the tikkunim of Yerach HaSonim, the Chodesh HaShvi, which is Muzba, sated with mitzvahs, Shonah, and Shabbat, and Tshuva, Yom Kippur, then you come to Sukkis, you mean it Chapkeni, right? Then you're ready to Sefer Torah by Simchas Torah, is very Muslim, and you circle the Olam with the Sefer Torah, so the Oyer of Torah should be mayor in the Neshamas of Kal Yisrael. The Ikar of Simchas Torah is not the past, but the Ashvua b'Nikitas Chayfes over the learning Torah for the future year. And therefore, he said, that's Pshat. They would read Parshas Matis, Parshas Dedorim, night of Simchas Torah. You just made a Shvua b'Nikitas Chayfes. Know the Chumer of a Neder. What it involves. The Indian of Voisi Savoy is Yom Kippur, the Avoid, the Kohen Gadol, Bismanazet, Tfilis, etc., etc. Uvoy Sidbok referred to Yemini Chapkeni, the embrace of the Sukkah, Betel Tel Tel Rim Nuzo. Uvishmoiti Shoveya, the oath, that's Simchas Torah. Because Tshuva is the Indian, what is the Gemara says? Hilchot Ticha Gobert, Tishova Koloshen, with Tishova Koloshen, Ze Yoim Haleidu. This refers to the day of what? Birth. Shenemar, Nechikapayim, Uvalivov, Ashalinosal, Ashavnav, Shiva, Linishva, Lemirma, because the Gemara says neither the flame that before neshama comes down in this world, mashpiyem oisay tizadik v'alti rosha v'afil kol oyim oyim v'chol tzadikato he benecha kerosha. That's the shvuah, and therefore on Rosh Hashanah, that's why we say that pasuk bismol David after Meir of Yom Neroim. What? And that is why people. The Shvu of the Sefer Torah and Kol Nidre, invited the Chum Sofer and Drasha said that's the Inyan of Shvuas, which is 8 days, which is Keneged Bris Mila, and the Bris Mila on Yom Kippur is the Akush the Sefer Torah. The idea of Bris Mila, Bris Bifsarche, means that you not just give a kiss to the Sefer Torah, you hold it, you embrace it, it becomes your life, Keim Chayenu. And that's therefore on a Bris, there's Vaiter, a Bris, Krisis Bris, which is what we do by dancing at the Sefer Torah. In other words, Keim Besoiras Hashem Cheftzoi, Uvesoirasoi, the Amshin of a Rebbe. Says, it becomes your Torah, you become this Achid with Torah, your whole Metzius in life becomes Torah. And this is what we did. Comes Shabbos Bereishis, which is koil all the Mayadim and all the whole year is koil in Bereishis. All the Alter Rebbe brings b'shem the Magid, b'shem the Baal Shem Tov, b'shem Balachai, which is Achi Ashiloini, right? That all the Oyer of Chochmah and all the Shabbos Hashanah are included, they all come from Shabbos Bereishis. Kedua, there's a Kabbalah, the Sefer Gedulas Mordechai, who writes that a person who's man did not your Shabbos Bereishis, you're muftuch that you'll be able to keep all the Shabbos Hashanah. I got a better insurance policy than that. Jewish Mir Shabbos. I don't mean keep, just, you know, whatever. Sit in an old age and read the Times. I mean, You understand what Shabbos Bereishis is, the Kedusha, the Ura of Shabbos Bereishis. Tzemach Tzedek said that Shabbos Bereishis is like Mefir Tarayin Akind in Cheder. Kid begins the Cheder. Agans the Simcha for the father. There's no greater Simcha. Mamrish the Ebers Tarayin Firnish, or Klal Yisrael, into the Cheder of Torah. The Mittler Rebbe used to always winch on that we should feel the Giluyim for Shabbos Bereishis a whole year. It's kill everything. The story told, I said it many times, when the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, was in prison in Petersburg, and the Sorim heard about his greatness, they came to ask him in different chokhmas, different sciences. They moved from topic to topic, and they started asking about geography. So they showed him a map of America. The Alter Rebbe lived in a little shtetl somewhere in Vice Jerusalem, right? Never was in America, trust me. And they showed him a map, and he said, this map is wrong. There's a mistake, kach v'kach. So they sent to the Royal Academy of Science, Desires, whatever, and they found that a new map had just arrived from the latest expedition, and they found that they were wrong and the Alter Rebbe was right. So they asked him, like, how did you know such a thing? Alter Rebbe said, in the bays of Bereshis, there's a map of the entire world. And those who are Zachariah could see the whole world and all you have to know about geography in the bays of Bereshis. I don't know what he's talking about. But I do know that it says in Sforim, both Olam, Shona, and Nefesh, everything is called Tzadikim, Tzadik Yador, are included in the bays of Bereshis. And they're all aware of the whole year is Shabbos Bereshit, is connected to Shabbos Bereshit. And that is therefore the way when, in Lubavitch has the famous expression, V'imishtelzach avek Shabbos Bereshit, the gate against Yor, because you have to avek shelen. You have to start. It's like everything is there, because that's the Kabbalah for the whole year. The Maisa, Meiridika Maisa, I said over in my shul, Meiridika Maisa. There was a Nebuch, a person lived in Chutz Lorenz, in America somewhere, whatever. He was married to Nebuch for 20 years, and Nebuch wasn't blessed with children. And eventually he thought maybe Mishana Moki, Mishana Mazel, Schusa Deretz Yisrael, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And after 2 years in Eretz Yisrael, and his Masav didn't change, one of his Chaverim from Shul, whatever, came to visit him. They were buddies, they were best mates. And he saw the fellow Vintzach, he's a Tzabrachana Kele, clean Yishbar Venitke. And he felt bad. And he was like, someone got to tell him the truth. You know, you're married 22 years. You know, if the Eberster wanted, it's not going to happen. So there's 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. There's one mitzvah you can't do. Or you have to be a realist. You can't live in a world of illusions, of dreams, of whatever. Daftan was there, you know, if the Mekabal, the Din, Bava. Akitzur Amad, the friend was not Mekabal for him. He went back to his wife. He told him about his encounter. His wife was so angry at him. That's such insensitivity, such lack of fellow Nebuch is like Mducha B'Yisurim, and you tell him it's the Mekabal Dina. He says, listen, you know, hair will grow here before. He's married right, 22 years. Akitzur Amasa. And she says, so what happens if they do have a child? What are you going to do then? He was like, so if they have a child, I'm going to pack in my thriving, flourishing business here in America, and I'm going to move there to Israel and learn Kol all day. Kids are married like 2 or 3 years later, after 25 years of marriage, they finally had a baby. I know two such cases after, you know. And it's like a simch of the whole world, the whole community, everyone has a simch of the brisa, gewalt. Everyone is bamish, top of the simch, needs him in the floors, except for this poor American businessman. Stuck. He made a nader, that if this guy has a baby, he's gonna move there just at all. He didn't say Blinei there. He didn't know what to do. He took a plane there to Israel, straight from the airport. He went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he told him the story. Well, it's Nidri Mitzvah. It has no aforo. You can't be made for Nidri. Sell your business. So whatever. So he asked him, could I make appoint a shliach? And the shliach shluchadon kemoyse, and the Koelinger man will sit in Eretz Yisrael, not Koel. I'll sit and run my business, and I'll support him from beginning to end, whatever he wants. So it's a good eitzah. You come and move to Eretz Yisrael and send a shliach to America to run your business. And the guy was like shaking. What's he going to do? Then Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him one line. And maybe did you ever think that the whole reason the person had the baby after 25 years is because you were makabel on yourself to sit al ha-Torah v'al avoida all day and learning? Maybe that's what clinched this. That was the schus that clinched the deal. At the moment, he hasn't learned one word yet, hasn't opened the Gemara yet. But once you had a Shtarka Kabbalah, that could be Machrid in Shemaya. And that's very much connected to the Avodah of Shabbos Bereishis. The Medrash says, Vayavorech Aleikim is Yom HaShvi. With what did the Eibishter bless Shabbos? Oyer. As you find the first Shabbos Bereishis, there was no night. Why was there no night? The sunset. It says the pasuk, right? So Bashat, it was light the whole time. is the Charaya Chazal say, the Ur HaGonus that the Ebrister created, Biyam Rishon, that was Meir for Odin Ishtoi on the first night of the first Shabbos. And from there, although we're not Zoyichu, but that was the first Shabbos Bereishis, Me'ein Zeh is the Ebrister blessed Shabbos with his Ur, which is the Ur HaGonus, even if we're not immediately Zoyichu to see it. Where is the Ur HaGonus? Right? Where is Ur HaGonus? It's gone to Batoira. As it's brought in Zohar HaKodesh, and it's in Chuma, 100 Verlof, and the Vashem Tov, we've discussed this many times in the past. Right? Kumt Ui, Cesar Beryl Pavarsky, Amiri de Gavort. The Ur of Shabbos is really an extension of the Ur HaToira. It just doesn't happen, you know, switch on a light bulb. Asher Alkin, how do you tap into the Aragonos, which is Meir on Shabbat? Avin Ezer says there are those Chidush Torah which you can't appreciate and you can't be Mechadish only on Shabbos. Kiddur, the Ben Ishchai brings that one blot of Gemara on Shabbos is worth 1,000 blot in the weekdays. Why? Because Shabbos learning is, this was Emes brings, I said this 1,000 times, Zichru Torah Moshe b'mitzvah Shabbos Gerusa. Something you learn on Shabbos is no Shichu. We discussed it many times. I'm not even going to answer you. Hello? The Torah of Shabbos is Gorchosh. Why? Because Shabbos, by learning Torah, you tap into the Ur HaGonus, which Shabbos was blessed. And therefore it's called Shabbos Bereishis. Normally, at the beginning of the year. Not the beginning of the year, the first Shabbos of the year. First Shabbos of the year was Shabbos Shuvah. Afterwards, Shabbos Chol Moed. Right? Is the Shabbos sensitive Yecheskel, the same as Shver, the Rede below? Is the Shabbos of a new beginning when you now have to put all your, every Jew, even Apostleship, Shutim, everyone's Mahara B'Tshuva, everyone had Kabbalahs this year, whatever. Shabbos Bereishis is the time when you mamish put it to, bring it to fruition. Therefore, David HaMelech says in Tillim, Sos Anuichilim Rasecha, Kamuiti Sholrov, said the Tzilat Tzadik, on all the three regolim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, there's a cash, there's a gashmiyistik, a physical financial reward. Pesach, chal Pesach is bidigam bidus mitzrayim bidus ayom. Pesach nechal asoiva kol dichvid yisiv yechel. Shavuos is bikurim, peiros on the zbor. Sukkos is tvu, right? The yom tov achron shmini atzeres simchas Torah. There's no physical bracha. Right? No chemdes oilem haza you can take with you. Nevertheless, David Mel sos anoichi alim rosecho. The simcha of Torah is such kimoitzi shal rav as is the shal rav of. And therefore, how does the Torah end? We make a siyum simcha, the siyum of Torah la'enei kol yisrael, which is gimatria alim rosecho. And therefore, anoichi alim rosecho seifit Davis. Earth calling. Kaylee? Where does Kaylee come in the copper line? What's the last words of the Torah? Le'enei kol Yisrael. Right? Which is Kaylee. Right? Kim Moitzi Shol Rav. Therefore, Moitzi Shol Rav is Gimatria 699, which is three times Regel. The Simcha of Simcha's Torah is equal to all the other Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos. Then the Tzvila Tzadik says maybe it could be Sosrech and Masecha Shmina Tzera Sechus Torah Kim Moitzi Shol Rav. That refers to Shabbos Bereishis, because there's no greater Shol Rav in the world than Torah Kodesh, which we attach to on this Shabbos. The fees I understand something else. A famous Tanchuma, everyone calls him. Tanchuma says Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Habuina Bayis Chodosh Keitzad Mavorach. You build a new home, beautiful house. What bracha do you make? Kachshana Rabbi Seinu Habuina Bayis Chodosh Mavorach Shechiyonu. Make a bracha Shechiyonu when you complete your beautiful new house. Kidei Sheyase Nachasruach Lebert Liyotzer. Nachasruach the Eitzer. What's going on here? And what does it got to do with Bereishis Bor? Now we know, I've discussed 1,000 times here, the famous Rosh Hashabbos and Svarim Akhtarishim. The Pasuk says, Mi hekdimani vashalom. Every time a person, the Abish gives you a son, you perform Mila. The Abish gives you a house, you can perform Mezuzah, you can perform Micah, whatever. So really, there shouldn't be any schar, not by Lohaza. You just, the Abish gave you the wherewithal, you did the mitzvah with the thing the Abish gave you. No, the answer is, if a person is dovek and avoides Hashem, then even before he has the house, he builds a house. Why does he build a house? Not in order because he wants to show off to his figure. He builds a house because he wants to mekayim a mitzvah makir, a mitzvah mezuzah, etc. Oh, but you can't make stamazoy, mica stand, whatever. You have to have a chalois here. Therefore, he builds a house in order to perform the mitzvah mezuzah, etc. So, by the Eibush, since the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Mem, the machshava toivah kadosh baruch hu mitzarfa lemaisa, it says if you put on the mezuzah when you're still building the house. Therefore, you can make a bruch. How do you make a bruch? A shechiyono, takash mistika, whatever. The answer is because my whole purpose is kedei lasis nachas ruach liyitzri. So in one, and that's kibereishis bora. Where do you see as avort? The Abish, I'll give you another example. The Strosnitz Rebbe, I knew very well. Baroper. He said, "What's the shiluv of the end of the Torah in the beginning?" Because we know in Chazal, there's a machloikus. The Abish says, "Shuvu elai." Rashuva lechem, or Mashiach talking about the Malachi, and Yidden say Ashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'Nashuva. Which comes first? The Machlokes Kuchubichu Gnes Yisrael. L'chura, the whole idea of tshuva, as all the Sforim speak about, is a chesed from the Bashef. Alpi seichel, alpi shuris adin. Nefesh achetas, off with your head, swing it from the gallows. That the Eibishter accepts the tshuva after a person was married, Melech Malchem Lochem, is mamash gevaldigachas. The Eibishter gave you that, but hatay nach the tshuva is discovered. Or that the Eibishter ashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'dinah tshuva. First, the Eibishter should send the tshuva to Leila, and then you get it. That's her asking much. Where do you have such a precedent for that? That the Eibishter is like the answer is very partial by Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're at the end, the penultimate pasuk of Zayis HaBracha. No? Okay. Oh, come on. No? L'chol ha'oitzo yisro ha'moysim v'rom asher da what? Da asher shalachay Hashem lasli yisberes v'tzrayim l'fari l'chol ha'vod l'chol arba. Yeah? Ayin ha'mushkin memter sharitum. Right? Is the Chiraya, the Eibushter told Moshe, Mitziachas Ami Mitzrayim, Tavnas Likim, the Eibushter gives you in advance. You don't have the credit, you don't have whatever. The Eibushter extends you in advance. That's why Akophis, the Tzaddikim always said, why is it called Akophis? Milosh Nachen Vini Makif. The Eibushter gives you Chsodim and Rachmim and Alagutazachim, even before you earned it. Al Shema also. And therefore we receive the Torah, right? The Yarchazoka, the Torah, the Luchas, etc., etc. Where do you find such a precedent? The answer is we're maskif haschol hashlamoso, right? Bereishis baro lekim. Why did the Eibushter create the world? Bishul haTorah, Bishul Yisrael. At this moment in time, there's no Yidden sitting at Harav and learning Torah. Is the Chiraya the Eibushter extends you a line of credit before you're deserving. And therefore we could say, Ashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. Why? Where do you see such a thing? Because Chadish Yemeinu Kikedem. That's the way the world Mikedem started. That the Eibushter extended the credit Hashem also. So therefore that's the idea of Shabbos Parash. You haven't started. You just made your Kabbalahs. But if a person is sincere and carries and Shabbos Parash is the Evan Abuchin of it, it works. Therefore on the Pasuk, says the Medras Dod of Siv, Pesach Tvarecha Yoir, Mevin Pesoyim, that the Eibishter says, Mikanya Vinu Akol, V'yiftachu B'divrei Torah. What's the connection of one thing and the other? Now, where did the Eibishter put the Torah? The Oir, which he didn't in Torah. And 100,000 Ramos in Torah. B'milua is Gimachi Oir. Agonos B'milua Yemakoil. Pesach Yoir is Gimakoil. Bereshis Gemar is Bereshis Bar is Gimachi Oir. Agonos Sadiqim Lossad Lova. Etc. etc. David Amel says, Gal Einai Vabita Niflo is Mitoirah. Niflo is also Oir Agonos Sadiqim, which is also Shal Rav. Etc. 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 When you open up, when you take Brich Shemei, you open up the Aron HaKodesh. Psichos Hashemayim. You say, "Ulamtu yilono mituv nahirach." Mituv nahirach is gimach also eragonos, right? Now, there's a. Let me tell you one word. A very big word from the Gro. Bracious, right? Chazal say it could be divided into two words. Bora shis. So the Vilna Gaon says, "I don't have begin to understand the word he's talking about." Mamash Kabbalah. This is tough for me. Boroshis, the Eibushter created the world with the first six letters of the alphabet. Boroshis. the six ksovis, east, west, north, south, up, down, right? And he created the world with what? So Ram Shur asked, forget about this. What is that in Avodas Hashem? What does that machayev mean? You remember later in the parsha, Cain kills Hevel, first murder, fratricide. So did the tshuva, sees the tshuva in his basharti, and it says in pasuk Vayosem Hashem leKain ois, which ois? Vov. This is in Zohar. Ois vov. He had a vov on his forehead. Why an ois vov? Can you tell me? How can the pirush vov is ois emes? Huh? Vov is chayim. Whatever. Okay, we can talk about it. 100 pirush. There's a gewaldig word in the Olei Shem for the Zalushitzer. He's a merid bechal, a merid gesefer. It's like wow. Count up the gematria of the first six letters of the Aleph Beis. Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei. Beis Yud Tov. Gimel Yud Mem Lam. Dalet Lamed Tov. Right? Hey, hey Aleph, hey, 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 hey Yud. And Vav. Vav, 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 Aleph, Vav, and Vav, Yud, Vav. What do you got? No, you can't work fat. Where's Rabbi Sternberg today? He's not so. Not so. You count up the first six letters b'miluam with the hay in the vav is gematria exactly 1,118. Shema Yisrael. What is the whole purpose atem edai, right, of creating a world? All of Torah, says the Rebbe Elimelech, is to teach us that Yisrael are edin that Hashem alikeinu Hashem echod u'malchusei u'homashol, and nothing else exists outside of Him. There's many other variables I'm not going to get involved in. But that is the ikir of what? Of. Yeah. Now, noch a word. A few of the Vayagel Yankov, the Milchkol Tzedayin, brings from his Rebbe, the Rebbe, a murderic word. First, let me tell you. He was once, he says, by the Nspinka, by the Imre Yosef. I gave him a murderic marshal, Simchas Toyer. Marshal to a guy who had a martif of Yayin. Of a wine cellar, those beautiful, precious old wine, and it was reichin noidif. It had a beautiful, beautiful cup, a beautiful smell, an aroma, and the aroma from the wine is megar the taiva to drink some wine. And he's searching in the wine cellar, and he can't find the keli. There's one glass, but the glass is filthy. Aber aglustig, he's like. I give all the gataiva for some of this wine. What does he do? The only glass is filthy. You can't drink out of it. It's pashaskon. What would you do? There's no sink in the basement. It's a martif. Bingo. Fantastic. You take a bit of wine and you rinse out the dirt of the keli with the wine, and once it's clean, you can drink as much as you want. Don't forget, alcohol is a very good antiseptic. Disinfects. Right? Said the Imre Yosef, this means some murder the gemara. Yain refers to Torah. Of Yain el Beisa. Yain. Aber the keli amol is a bit fapashkit. You know what you do? Learn Torah anyway. Lishma, shaloi lishma. You ready? You ready or not? Right? And Torah amol sheba machzir lemutiv, and then you could drink as much wine as you want. Your heart's delight. Right? Sometimes a person could think, aren't you said a murder to give but I'm a Matthias. I don't want to speak bad about Chasson, but Eretz Yisrael, you know, you have to have Eretz Yisrael, you can't speak bad about the land, there's people. But Ledavineinu, I'm careful what I'm saying, our brethren in Eretz Yisrael, one thing they lack stereotypically is a bit of patience, especially when they drive. They drive like absolute whatever, especially the drivers, you're on a bus. He can hire more people to tshuva the bus drivers than any chazan on the il. Remember, you put it, your life is in your hands, you start saying Hashamnu, you're like, you remember that? Fantastic. If they're a tank, whatever, it's called. It's a murder thing, exactly. By their soul, the light just turned one nanosecond from red, it's still yellow. They're beeping, a five, you fell. So they saw a murder thing, reality. Suddenly you go down to Rehov Rekiva and the Chasson Sefer Torah, and there's a marching band with a billion different Kinderlachen with the torch out, and the Egged bus and 3,000 Friar guys are stuck there in the thing, and normally they'd be shifting, got a minute, everyone comes out of the car, they put their handkerchief on their head and they start clapping, everyone's laughing. 2 minutes ago, you would have murdered somebody, right? There'd be blood in the streets. And he said, he saw this, unbelievable. So he went over to the policeman, who was negotiating the traffic. He says, I've been in this police force for 20 years. And wherever I go, we have to supervise the, let's see if there's, and every time you see people who are not yet whatever, and they're so, everyone's participating, everyone loves it, everyone's smiling and clapping and happy, and makara, there's no logical, rational hezb. Al korchmus mitzogin that afal pish de'il lechazi, mazlayu chazi, the neshama of a Jew subliminally, subconsciously knows that he has Yisrael, is Yeshish and Reba Yisrael Torah, every has an oyster, say for Torah, is a chelik somewhere, and that's his chayis and whatever, and therefore he gets answered. I'll tell you a story, just about there high while I'm talking. I all said over sukkahs and a mezibu. Someone came to Rishlema Zalman. Thousand people used to come. A guy in Rishlema Zalman was always smiling and happy and radiant, but this time he was particularly luminous. He was beaming from ear to ear. So Rishpach asked him, Tata, like, what's so special? I'll tell you the story. This was a guy, right? Came with his wife and his baby, like, newly married. And his father was a friar, and his mother became a Baal Shuvah. And it's given a milchama, whatever, about the chinuch. Akitzer, it was so bad they got divorced. The family split. The Ben Yochid, Bavzeina. And the mother got control of the child, and she sent him to Yeshiv Tana, and then to Kulteir. Second year, whatever, in Kulteir, it like, you know, it bothered him. He went, fell into a yirush. He was the cause of his father and mother to divorce. He fell, and he got into a yirush, and he couldn't get out of bed for minyan, for daf, for learning. And that halacha warned him. And one day he was so overcome with his inner turbulence and grief, whatever. Shabbos Kodesh, can't take it anymore. He walked out of the yeshiva, went to block, and he hailed a taxi. And he got in the taxi. And Bachram Sorn. They immediately went to that halacha. And when he came back Sunday morning for Seder, said, we can't have a guy in Bechal Shabbos for Hesiyah and Ashir. Take, pack your bags and out. So he packed Nebuchadnezzar's choice, and he packed his mizvadot, and he's standing there at the entrance of hailing, he called the taxi, waiting for a taxi to come. And a taxi soon comes, and out of the taxi, to pick him up, who comes out of the taxi? Rav Shlomo Zalman. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, what are you doing here with your bags? He told him the story. He's crying his eyes out. He's coming to my office. Sent away the taxi. Heard those. Will you ever do it again? No. What's the story? He took a whole seba with his father and mother. Shlomo Zalman says, will you ever? No. He says, okay, also, but Rebbe, even if they can't keep, they're a shiva, they can't keep. Afal Piket, who's going to learn Chavrusa with the guy? Who's, you know, his reputation is ruined. I'll sort it out. In 5 minutes, Shlomo Zalman got five of the best Ilusha, top Bachram in Chotera. He arranged each one a personal favor to learn with him. Akitzer, in no time, the guy was on track. Sat and learned Basmada, Bishkida, became an Elch ben Torah, ben Aliyah. He made a fine Shidduch. He got married. And now he had his Zeichet to have a baby. And he came to his Rebbe, who was Poshet Mamish Matzel Nefoshes, to Chayavaz for Yontif. He said, when Shlomo Zalman saw it, his soul upon him. Because he, Mamish, saved his Nisham. So the Pshat is, I've had the time, I go through the whole, they need a Seser. So I really want to speak about Tirchik Kabari. I have no time, some other time. Akitzer Masa, that is that every year has an Oysen Asay for Torah. It's all Bekoyach. And the Iker is that on Shabbos Bereshis, it has to come out. Shut, whatever. So many things to say. But that's in the Kuddah here, right? And the Eber Shal Helfen Taka, Shabbos Bereshis, Gimatria, Vel Yishalayim, Evasar Etein. This is why it's also Shabbos Vorkel, Chodesh Cheshvan. Chodesh Cheshvan is the time when Malchus Beis David was split. And therefore, Malchus Beis, the Chazor of Malchus Beis David will be in Chodesh Cheshvan, which is why Chodesh Cheshvan is Gimatria, Malchus Beis David. Therefore, the Tzidur Shem Avayev, Chodesh Cheshvan, Dvar Shayim Azeh Avayev, which is Gimatria, Veshavu Bonim. What's the Mazel of Cheshvan? Akrov, which is Gimatria, David Mashiach. Right? This is the month that a person, it's like the Tzaddikim said, this is the month where we're Zoychad every night of Chodesh Cheshvan, the Leile Tev, what's called Leile Tevas Aruchim, which the Tzaddikim said is Bevchinas, the Kedusha of Cholamoyed, right? And a person, the time to Horev in Torah, starting from Shabbos Bereshis, right? And the Eber Taka, we should be Zoychad to see Taka Beinenu, to Yishalayim of Asaret. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Thank you.